Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on September 1st. And if you would like to hear extra bonus Wait Wait coverage of the Great British Breakup, then listen to our podcast extra available at soundcloud.com/waitwait or wherever fine podcasts are offered. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sam Mungo from Kyle, Texas.
Hey, Sam Mungo, that's a cool name. Were you calling from Kyle, Texas, you say?
Yeah, it's beautiful downtown Kyle.
All right, and what do you do there in Texas?
I am an opera singer and a direct opera at Texas State University.
Houston is a huge center for opera, I happen to know.
Houston and Dallas and Texas State University.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am, thanks.
Here is your first limerick.
This Walmart brand's more than just fine. On a 10-point scale, it's 9.9. Our Malbec from Chile is solid, not frilly. A $6 bottle of...
wine.
Yes, indeed. It turns out, according to wine experts, that now one of the best wines in the world is a $6 Malbec you can get only at Walmart. That means you can get a high-class drunk on and have enough change for the coin-operated race car ride out front.
Well, here's my thing. Now, is this in a box, or is it like, if it unscrews, I tend to not want to buy it.
Yeah.
But am I wrong? Maybe
you
I'm
are,
wrong.
First of all, you are totally wrong.
Yeah. I thought you were about to do green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
Is it in a box? Is it in the fox? Is it on the rocks? Is it in the docks?
No, Peter's right. You shouldn't
I do not like this boxed wine, Sam. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
Bing stops. Well, you're Bing wine stops.
Oh, I love that classic Green Eggs and Night Train by Dr. Seuss. Here is your next limerick.
What's wrong with you, kid? Did a gland break? Your grip is as limp as a bland cake. Some work on a farm might strengthen your arm. Your tech job gives you a week.
Wow.
Oh.
Steak.
No. It's a two-syllable answer. It rhymes with gland break, bland cake.
Robert Blake.
No.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a weak Robert Blake.
No. I'll give you the answer. It's handshake.
Handshake.
Yeah, weak handshake. Despite the popularity of video games and easy access to pornography, our grip strength is getting weaker. According to a story in the Journal of Hand Therapy, the hands of millennials are 10 to 20% weaker than those tested in the 1980s. Researchers blame this on the rise of household technology, less manual labor, and the fading away of old-fashioned childhood sports like Rubik's Cubes and pinball.
There's nothing worse than a loose handshake. I hate that. That just tells you the guy's not passionate about life. I'm
really?
Just like, yeah, I just, when someone goes, eh, I'm like, eh.
What is worse, a loose, weak handshake or one of those alpha male handshakes where they try to crush your fingers just
I
to
love
show
the alpha male is good because then you go back and then afterwards you go, oh, you're strong. And then, and then you avoid that person the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right, you have one more limerick, Sam. Let's see if you can get this one. If you do, you'll win. Here's your last limerick.
My wife and I love to wax floors. It gets us both down on all fours. It makes us feel flirty to get down and dirty. Our love life's great when we do.
Yours.
Did you just say yours?
Yeah.
No, that's not the right answer.
Well, it does rhyme.
Waxing the floors might be an example of a...
of chores.
Chores! Yes,
chores.
Touchdown!
Research out this week says that couples who do chores together, folding the laundry together, doing the dishes, whatever, have more and better sex than couples who don't. But don't get excited, guys. When she asks you if you want to help her clean the carpet tonight, she is not suggesting anything. Bill, how did Sam do in our quiz?
You're okay. It was a chore to get him out, but you got 2 out of 3, so yes, you're a winner.
Congratulations. Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Sam.
Thanks so much, Peter.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.